This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
आप सुन रहे हैं मेरी कहानियां विद बबीता पटनायक ओनली ऑन ऑडियो पिटारा।
नमस्कारम। द लास्ट 24 आवर्स हैज बीन वेरी सैड फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस इन आवर फैमिली। वी हैव बीन ग्रीविंग द लॉस ऑफ एन ऑर्थोपेडिक सर्जन डॉक्टर बेंजामिन मॉक, हु वाज किल्ड इन एन एग्जामिनेशन रूम बाय वन ऑफ हिज पेशेंट्स एट द कैम्बल ऑर्थोपेडिक्स क्लिनिक इन कोलियरविल, मेम्फिस। This happened yesterday at 2:30 p.m. Dr. Mock specialized in elbow, hand, and wrist surgery, and he was recently named as in the Memphis magazine's 2023 top doctor. This happened last week, and he stated in his interview that the hand is how we interact with the outside world, and when your hand is involved, it affects almost everything you do. And he chose hand as his specialization. I never met Dr. Mock in person, but yet I had this huge sense of debt towards his kindness, compassion, and his expertise. He was my son's mentor 5 years ago when he agreed to shadow with him. Dr. Mock was an athlete, a D1 athlete. Another thing that my son could converse with him without feeling intimidated about all kinds of games, whether it was baseball, basketball, and the list goes on. He was very encouraging, and he knew how to get the kids to choose the profession of medical field. Going into the medical field is a commitment of many years, and he knew what to say and how to say to the kids, to the young kids. And he was a mentor to many kids who later on became physicians. He had written a letter of recommendation for my son, which was definitely one of the reasons to get into the program. He had operated on one of my family members' hand, and he did a procedure which resulted in complete recovery. Dr. Mock was this orthopedic hand surgeon that our family connected with without really knowing him in person. I had received a call at 6 p.m. yesterday from my sister stating that Dr. Mock had been shot. And we all froze. I was confused, angry, sad, and constantly had these two questions: how and why? He was a young, vibrant, caring, smart doctor and did so much for the community. Why did this awful event happen? What is going on in this world? Good and kind humans who save lives and make a difference in the youths, bring the spirit of sportsmanship and encouragement to keep trying until they succeed. That voice has been quietened by the gun. Today, I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm upset. And I have so many questions. Why, as a society, we allow this to happen? Why did we not catch the signs and act upon it? How can people come in with weapons into the clinic? Why are we not doing enough protection for our healthcare workers? Why did we lose Dr. Mock? What is wrong? What is going on in this world? Why can't we respect life? Why can't we live in peace, in harmony, and compassion that Dr. Mock stood for? Why? Why and why?
मेरी कहानियाँ पॉडकास्ट के जरिए मैं आपसे अपने दिल की बात कहना चाहती हूँ, आपसे वो कहानियाँ कहना चाहती हूँ जो आज तक मैंने किसी से नहीं कही। उम्मीद है आपको मेरा यह पॉडकास्ट पसंद आ रहा होगा और आपको ये कैसा लगा प्लीज कमेंट करके मुझे जरूर बताइएगा।
ऑडियो पिटारा सुनना जरूरी है।